विरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिसे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे टुडे और गोवर्धन पूजा गौ पूजा ब्राह्मण पूजा गुरु पूजा अ वेरी गुड प्रोसेस वी डिड एंड अबाउट 850 और मोर देन दैट सो मेनी प्रिपरेशन फॉर ऑफर टू हिम एंड वी प्रे to Govardhan, that you should give me place in your lotus feet and please be sprinkle your mercy that we can be the Radha Dasi. In Goswami books it has been written that if anyone does parikrama of Govardhan, then Govardhan follows him. And if he knows anyhow that he wants wealth, beautiful wife, beautiful husband, beautiful son, oh, very easily he can give. But anyone, bhakti, concealing, not telling anything, then whole parikrama he follows him. And anyhow he knows, he wants to be, Palyadashi of Radhika. Then he also can give. He gives. So all the Brajvasi, Krishna was Supreme Lord. But for his welfare, they used to pray to Govardhan. Oh Govardhan Maharaj, you should take all the suffering and all the problems of Krishna and save Krishna. So even Brijabasi, if they desire anything, they go to Govardhan and thousands and lakhs and lakhs devotees come to do parikrama as a garland, not breaking anywhere. And they do parikrama. Especially on the
Guru Purnima,
that is the
disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami.
Sanatana Goswami.
Disappearance.
More than lakhs and lakhs, no number, 20 lakhs of devotees from different part of India, they come and they do parikrama. So, Govardhan is very merciful. He should anyhow,
bestow his mercy.
Fulfill our desire. We were discussing about Sanatana Shiksha. Yesterday we were glorifying the qualities of Krishna. And he is Karan of Karan, all Karan.
Cause of all causes.
and there are four special qualities madhurya in Krishna which is not any another form, even Ram and others. So we discussed. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, oh, it is so
vast
that we cannot finish in so many days, 10 days, 15 days. But very quickly, in brief, we are going on. Advaita Gyan Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. So that Bhairi Brajandanandan is Advaita Gyan. How Advaita Gyan? You should.
I also offer my humble obeisances unto all the acharyas in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, who have so kindly bestowed upon all the living entities this Gaudavani message, the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I also offer my humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, guests present here, headed by the PhD sannyasi and Tridandi sannyasis. I beg for their mercy that they help me with anything I cannot properly explain. Sri Guru Devas ordered me to speak something about Advaita Gyan Paratattva. So we've been hearing the last few days how Srila Rupa Goswami received the instructions about Avideya Sambandha Tattva, Avideya Tattva, and also later on Prayojan Tattva. And how Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, blessed him with this phenomenal knowledge, which we are hearing, it cannot be described, it is unfathomable. The ocean of Krishna's pastimes, his qualities. Even Ananta says, with his unlimited mouth, he is continually glorifying the qualities and pastimes of Krishna. He cannot find the end. So what to speak, what we can comprehend. Something, only by the mercy of Sri Guru, we can understand and realize some very little tiny drop of this unfathomable ocean of transcendental knowledge and happiness, bliss. So this is the special example that we find here, how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he surrendered completely. We've heard that. And now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu benedicting him with this transcendental knowledge. So this is the proper qualification to develop our bhakti, unconditional surrender to Sri Guru. All Shastras are describing this. If we do that, then our bhakti will manifest. Unless we do that, we aim for that, we try for that, we give our whole energy for that, we cannot progress in bhakti. And mercifully, by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kindness, he has manifested the association of sadhus in which we can always improve ourselves. So I pray for the mercy of all the Vaishnavas that you always be kind upon me and help me to progress little by little. So like Jan Paratattva, in Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita is described, Vadanti Vadanti Tattva Vidas Tattvam Yajyanam Advayam Priyamiti Paramatmiti Bhagavan Eti Sabhyate. I got it right. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is non-dual. He is always existing in three different features. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So that Supreme Personality of Godhead is non-different. We have heard yesterday, He is the original Supreme Source of all manifestations of Godhead. All manifestations, all incarnations, all energies are manifesting from Prajñānanda and Sri Krishna. Ishvara, Paramakrishna, Sachit, Ananda Vigraha, Anadiradi Govinda Saradakarana Karanam. But Brahma himself is making this very clear, yeah, that the supreme origin of everything is Sri Krishna, Prajñānanda Sri Krishna. So this particular definition of the non-dual absolute truth is very beautifully explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami. So there are two prayers which all Vaishnavas who claim to be followers of the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they should know very well, which describes very minutely in detail this Advaita Gyan Paratattva. This is the Dashamula Shloka, which describes all the different aspects of Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. Omnai Praha Tattvam Hariniha Paramam Sarvashaktim Rasabdim Tat Vivinam Samsar Jidon Prakritim Kavaritam Tat Vinam Sambhavet Veda Veda Prakasamati Pakalamati Hari Sajunam Sudha Bhaktim Satyam Tat Priti Evriti Janam Gaura Chandra Svayamsa. Okay, almost. Thank you. So this is the explanation which is given by our Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Dashamula, and this is the concise definition of Gauravani in Tattva Vichar. Yeah, the concept of how we can understand that Hari is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah, Sri Prajñānanda Sri Krishna. This is accepted, this pranam, by all the Vedas and all our previous acharyas. So this Supreme Personality of Godhead is Hari. Yeah, and the Anai Prahata from Hari, Paramam, Saravashakti. All energies manifest from Him. Yeah, we have heard about the energies in the Chityagat, and we have heard about the energies in the Yadayagat, yeah, what we are seeing here, the material universe, the Tatashta Shakti. There is unlimited energies, but the three main energies, Jiva Shakti, Maya Shakti, and Chit Shakti, they all manifest from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Moreover, yeah, Sri Krishna is the ocean of transcendental ras, yeah, mellows, exchanges of love and affection. Yeah. He's always sinking in that ocean. We heard yesterday from Srila Gurudev himself how by Krishna's extraordinary qualities, Lila Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Vena Madhuri, and Premi Madhuri, yeah, the sweetness of his flute playing, the sweetness of his form, yeah, which consists of 24 and a half beautiful moons. It is described that Krishna is so beautiful that his body is like the throne on which the full moon of his face, the most beautiful moon, is situated. And his fingers, nails, they are 10 different moons, and they play with a flute. Yeah? Beautiful sound manifesting. And his toenails, his feet are dancing so beautifully. Yeah? These moons, that by the jingling of the ankle bells, a beautiful sound is produced by which the whole, all living entities, the whole universe is completely attracted and completely at odds. So then Krishna has the beautiful eyebrows, by which he is shooting arrows, with his glances, especially his sidelong glances. If he looks at anyone, then that person is finished. So Krishna is so beautiful, we have heard yesterday. And he's always sinking in the ocean of transcendental ras with all his parikars, especially in Sri Braja. In Brajadam, the most munificent exposition, manifestation of ras is present there. This is Mahaprabhu explaining this so beautifully to Sanatana Goswami that he completely sinks in ecstasy. Then he starts to describe the moods of the Brajavasis, especially gopis and especially Srimati Radhika. Moreover, this non-dual absolute truth, Sri Krishna, from him manifest the living entities. Some are from time immemorial, conditioned souls, Nitya Bada, and some are liberated souls. Those who are conditioned souls, they are always bewildered by the material energy. This is our position. This material energy is so powerful. We heard yesterday, the day before, how this is Krishna's divine energy, Daivi Yesa Gunamaya. How to overcome it? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, only if you surrender to me. And what is the process of surrendering? This is called avideya. That is the process which in Gashmula is explained as sadhanam sudha bhakti. Before that, the last part of avideya tattva is described that all Krishna's energies, this Sityagat and all the living entities, in this Yadayagat, where all the Bada jeeves are manifesting, they are all non-different from Krishna, at the same time they are different. Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. This is inconceivable. It cannot be conceived by our mental speculation, imagination, but it is eternal, non-dual truth. So these are all ingredients from the Sambandha Tattva element. Then the Avideya starts when we try to understand and surrender, accept the process of Sudha Bhakti. Then what will be the result if we accept that process wholeheartedly? Surrender to Sri Guru. Guru Shushushya Bhakta Sarva Aradhanena Cha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Ishvara Aradhanena Cha Sarva Labdha Arpanena Cha. Sri Gurudev, if we have that great fortune, Pramanda Brahmate Konya Bhagavan Ji, we are wandering in this material universe for unlimited births. If by great good fortune become a human form of life, and by Krishna's causeless mercy, he has made any device that we come in contact with a pure devotee, then so fortunate we are if we become inspired by that association, hearing from the pure devotee, trying to serve him, trying to please him. If in our heart we become inspired to fully surrender to him, then Yashadeva Prabhakti Yata Devi Tata Guru. By his mercy, all the truths of the Vedic literatures, the essence, the conclusion will be manifested within our heart. So this is the great reward Mahaprabhu is telling. We heard yesterday, this Prema Bhakti, this Braja Bhakti, this is the inheritance for all living entities. We are thinking that we have something to look for in this world. Sense gratification, some position, some honor, some prestige. Look how important I am. But little do we know, if we accept the humble position of being completely sold out to Sri Guru, then only we will be able to obtain the highest goal, treasure, Raja Bhakti, which is right there if we apply ourselves Gurudev, I'm yours. Krishna, I'm yours. Yeah, I am full of faults, as we have just sung. I have no good qualities, but I am yours. So you look after me. So this is the definition of Dashmula. Tattva. Yeah. Then the other shloka, prayer, yeah, which we also all know, yeah, which is describing the Rasvichar. Yeah. Aradhyo Bhagavan, Vrajesa Taniyata Dhamma Vrindavanam, Ramya Kasti Tupasana Vrajivadu Bhagenya Kalpita. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Anuram Prema Prumarto Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Pratya Tatra Ariyam Na Paraha. Who is that supreme, absolute truth? Rajendranandana Sri Krishna. Aradhyo Bhagavan, he is to be worshipped. Yeah. And how is he worshipped? With his devotees. Yeah. By taking shelter of his devotees, we can learn how to properly worship Rajendranandana Sri Krishna. His dham is equally worshipable. Yeah. Raja dham, Navadvip dham. Yeah. All the eternal abodes of Sri Krishna, they are none different from him. They are equally worshipable. His associates. Yeah. Moreover, especially we should aspire to follow in the footsteps of the Vrajavadu Vargena Yakalpita. Yeah. Those who are in the mood of Paramur with Sri Krishna. This is a very confidential secret. Yeah. This Paramur, Parakya mood. Yeah. This is all part of the absolute non-dual truth. Yeah. It is an intrinsic part of his existence. And we as living entities, we have the opportunity to participate in that and give the highest pleasure. Not only that, yeah. It is described in Shastra, by this we are able to conquer Krishna if we develop this Braja mood of the Parakya Ras under the guidance of Sri Guru and his eternal associates. So what is the evidence? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramaram. Prema Pumarto Maham. This is the highest benefit. This is the fifth and last goal of our existence in this eternal manifestation, Krishna's manifestation. To develop that prema, which is able to conquer and control even Sri Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to establish this and to understand these teachings of Mahaprabhu, the descriptions of the non-dual absolute truth, of Sambandha Tattva, Videya Tattva, and Prayojan Tattva. Yeah. If we can imbibe that, then we can preach and distribute this message all over the world and make everybody fortunate. Vanchar Kalpa Tarupya Sati Patanaya.
So it has been told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not coming.
Give other mic.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the end told that only bhakti is sadhana to please Krishna, nothing else. No jnan, no karma, no yog, no tapasya and other means. And if jnan gives mukti, but he cannot.
Alone cannot do.
Only with the help of bhakti he can give. And karma also, only by the help of bhakti. Yoga even cannot give any fruit, only by the help of bhakti. So pure bhakti is avidheya. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, Nitya Krishna Das जीव तहा भूली गेल एई दोषे माया तारे संसार. जीव इज चित, चित मीन्स हैविंग नॉलेज, बट दैट नॉलेज इज मैन्यूट ओनली, दैट इज ही कैन फॉरगेट. ओ सज्जन महाराज, यू शुड एक्सप्लेन. But we should know that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, giving the reference of Shastra, yeah. Not
by himself.
Himself. Oh, this has been told by.
Because before Sarvatra Praman Dibe Puran Bachane. Always have to give quotation from different
scriptures. Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, an equal member of Tanvatsya Stan Pranam, Bhakti Gauri, my Shiksha Sanyas Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad, Astra Tarasatya Shri Shri Maharaj, Srimas, Bhakti Dharanta Nayan Gosvami Maharaj. Jira Krishna Nityada, we are eternally parts and parcel servant of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. But Krishna Bhuli Sejiv Anadya Bahamukha Atayva Mayatari Samsara Dukha. Due to our minute, due to our independence and minute position, we have turned away from that eternal abode of shelter and supreme love, and we've decided to try to enjoy separate from that. Therefore, that existence is called Maya, that which is false, not this. So here we are covered by a subtle body and gross body. A gross body, earth, fire, water, air, ether, this lump of ignorance. And we have a subtle body, mind, intelligence, false ego. The false ego, ahamkara, conditioning us in this world, making us think, I am this body, I am this, from this country, these are my relatives, this is my nation, my countrymen. We have so many attachments to this world, and because of those attachments we're suffering repeated birth and death, samsara dukha. After getting so much kicking, and as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Vedic Dharma, like an iron being hit by a blacksmith, we're molded. We're kicked and tortured by the material energy to the point that we finally surrender to the Supreme Lord. How can I get out of this miserable condition that I've deeply sunk? That position of finally, after going through many millions of births in this material world, through different species of life,
can you sing Radha Kunda Tata Kunja Kutir Govardhan Jamuna Neer Esa Bachara Tata Kahuna? You should see the book and sing.
When we're very near an end to this samsara existence, then we'll come in contact with a pure devotee of the Lord, Satsanga. And from that pure devotee of the Lord, we'll get instructions how to be situated on the path of, on the path of bhakti. Tasmin mukhan madhuri sharita piyusha shesha parita sarita pavan shavanti taye pivanti Hearing from the lotus lips of the pure devotee, rivers of nectar will enter into our ears about the beautiful pastimes, the form of the Lord, the sweet flute playing, The realm of Vrindavan Dham, our eternal home, our eternal shelter. When that transcendental sound vibration enters into our ears, it will conquer the activities of our mind, it will conquer our heart's decrepit condition that we assume due to our false identification with this world. I remember 11 years ago, my first time coming in contact with Srila Bhaktivedanta Nanda Swami Maharaj. And he has spoken that before I came, I was like a dead man. When we take shelter of the pure devotee and we follow his instructions, then we get a taste for that which we're always anxious. Every single person in this room is anxious for what? Peace, love, happiness. At every moment. None of us woke up this morning planning some endangerment, planning some misery to happen to us. So Sanatana Goswami asked, "Hey Ami, who am I? Why are these miseries happening? I don't ask for them. Why are they coming? And how can I follow a process to be relieved from this situation?" So now we're hearing the instructions by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan Tattva. Sambandha, our relationship, who we are. This body is temporary, our soul is eternal. Nitya Siddha Krishna Famous Sajikabri Nai. Shravanada Sudha Chitikare Dai. Every single soul is completely pure, full of knowledge, bliss, Satchidananda Vigraha. Completely perfect and pure in love. But we're covered in this material covering. Now we can, by hearing process from the pure devotee, we can awaken our dormant understanding of our real existence and practice this knowledge. Abhideya Tattva. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaram Parasevanam Archanam Bandham Dasyam Satyam Atmanim Vedanam. The 9 classes of devotional service to free us from this conditioning ignorance that we're so deeply sunk. Mahaprabhu was calling, "Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago." Gora Chandra Bole, he's crying out, "Kotrani the Jamaya, Pishta Chirapore, you're sleeping in the lap of Witch of Maya. We're undergoing so many sufferings. We're not meant to be in this temporary conditioned state of existence. These pleasures that we're hankering for are giving us misery. So many different misconceptions of what will bring us happiness. This hearing process will awaken us to our real happiness in this world." Mahaprabhu, the most merciful avatar, has come to kindly give us this knowledge. And made it very simple. Who can be the greatest teacher of the process of how to love God? And if God comes to himself and says, "Here's how you do it. Chant my name. Hear and try to absorb yourself in the transcendental pastimes of Radha and Krishna." So this is a wonderful opportunity that we have. We're all very fortunate to be in the association of such a great and divine personality. A resident from that abode, an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna, in our midst. He appears to be like an ordinary entity to the mundane vision. He's doing so much transcendental. I remember in Karti, this year or the year before last, it was so wonderful and sweet, where they said, "I have only come here to take you to that abode, Sri Vrindavan. A wonderful, pure view, beautiful atmosphere, Radha and Krishna's eternal loving pastime. But first you have to know what's going on there. So I am telling you, giving you this Harikatha, bringing you to the Holy Dham. This atmosphere is not Badger, California, it's New Bride. Around these pure devotees is Sri Vrindavan Dham."
Thank you. Krishna is so merciful. There is no comparison. How Putna came to kill him, and he gave like Dhatri Uchit Gati, like mother's
motherlyhood position.
Also, if anyone having any worldly desire if they go, do bhajan of Krishna, Krishna thinks that this man is foolish. He is serving me
and
he wants only worldly happiness.
Like poison.
He wants sense gratifications. He wants a very beautiful wife, beautiful husband, beautiful son. But they don't know that they cannot give any happiness. So I am not foolish. I am very wise. I should give him anyhow happiness. Shuddha bhakti. I should must give him. How? You know, Dhruva Maharaj, he did very hard austerities. Without eating, drinking, without taking,
breathing.
And for what? For kingdom. But Krishna, Narayan gave his darshan, that is Krishna. And by seeing him, all desire went. And then, even Narayan told, oh, you desire so. So for 36,000 years you will be here, and with whole kingdom of whole world, and after that you will have pure bhakti, and then in a Dhruva Loka you will go. So he has told himself, kachan bichinna napi. I wanted these things, but Krishna is so merciful. Now I don't want anything. But Krishna Narayan told, oh, you must have to
enjoy this
kingdom. So, and after that he gave up all this. So, if anyone worshipping Krishna, oh, Krishna is so merciful that he gives sadhu sangha. So it has been told, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Sarva shastre kaya, law matre sadhu sangha. Sarva siddhi, law matra, even one. Once Vishwamitra and Vasishtha were quarreling. Who are
prominent.
And then they went to Sheshnag, Shankarshan, and they asked, who is superior? Then he told, oh, let me take rest. Oh, take for a moment this burden of whole universe, you, and then I will speak. Then he called Vishwamitra, you should take for a moment. But he could not. And then he called Vasishtha. Vishwamitra told that what I have done, authorities, all
result of that,
you should come here and take the burden of it. And Vasishtha came and he told, if I have done any sadhu sangha, only one moment of sadhu sangha I am giving. And at once it was checked. Then Vishwamitra told, now you should decide. Oh, it has been decided, nothing to decide. Only by the sangha of one moment of sadhu sangha. They can change our direction of our heart and mind. Lakhs and lakhs by sadhu sangha has been
changed.
Like demons, Prahlad, by the sangha of Narad Rishi.
Valmiki,
he was a dacoit by the sangha of Narad Rishi. And even monkeys, bears, Hanuman and others, and even
tigers and deer,
all deers, everything. They were changed by Sadhu Sangha.
Haridas Thakur
and Raghunath Das Goswami by the Sangha of Haridas Thakur.
Jagai
Madhai.
Oh,
he killed, he wanted to, broke the head, but even he gave pain. So anyhow, any relation with Krishna, whether it may be enemical or friendly, anyhow that relation should be there, and at once he will change the mood. And he will be a pure devotee. Then this bhakti first comes in the heart by the sadhu sangha, and it comes as a shraddha. Oh, shamrani. Shraddhavan jan hain bhakti adhikari uttam madhyam. 64.
Om Ajnanam
Timiram Dasya. Om Ajnanam Timiram Dasya. Jnanam Jana Savataya. So the Gurudev has ordered me to continue the discussion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the topic of the process of devotional service. Mahaprabhu has been teaching Srila Sanatana Goswami in this chapter 22, about not only the superiority of bhakti over any other process, but that no other process without the touch of bhakti can give liberation from material bondage. Then Gurudev began Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation of the importance of the association of sadhus. First, that if one has even material desires and he only wants to satisfy his own senses, but if he contacts Krishna and a pure devotee, then Krishna thinks, he's foolish, but I'm not so foolish. So I'll deal with him in such a way that his material desires go away and that he'll only want me. So now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beginning the gradual process of devotional service from Shraddha. And he says, a faithful devotee is a truly eligible candidate for the loving service of the Lord. According to one's faith, he's classified as a beginner or a neophyte or an intermediate or an advanced devotee. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing the Kanista Adhikari, the Madhyama Adhikari, and the Uttama Adhikari. He says that all the three are based on faith. The Kanista Adhikari's faith is komal, or very soft and pliable. It can easily be broken by bad association or by arguments against bhakti. The intermediate devotee, the Madhyama Adhikari, his faith is very strong. He may not be so advanced in full knowledge of the Shastra, but his faith is generally not broken. And he's very fortunate because he has a great taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord, and he's always engaged in such chanting. He cannot, however, free his followers from all doubts in relation to bhakti. The Uttama Adhikari has full faith, and he can free others from all doubts. He has full knowledge of all scriptural conclusions. Full knowledge means not only intellectual knowledge, but actually realized knowledge. As Sannyasi Thakur inquired from his spiritual master in Jaivadharma, O Gurudev, I want to know from you. I don't want to know only intellectually, but I want to realize, because I'm not satisfied just by intellectual knowledge. So the Uttama Adhikari, the first class devotee, is situated in full faith because he actually has experience of the Lord, and he's actually able to give that experience to others. The symptoms of these three kinds of devotees are also described in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The person who's advanced in Uttama Bhakti, he sees everything in relation to the Lord, everything within the Lord, and the Lord within everything. Whether he sees animate objects, insects, humans, animals, or whether he sees inanimate objects like trees or rocks, he sees the Supreme Lord present there. He sees the Lord, and because the Lord is adored again, Paritattva, he sees that this is the Lord's material energy covering the Lord's marginal energy, the living entity, and the Lord himself is there in the form of Paramatma in every atom, making that object work. As Paramatma speaking in the heart of every living entity, controlling his forgetfulness and his remembrance. So he sees Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything in Krishna. And that is why when Hiranyakashipu asked his son Prahlad, "Where is your God?" and Prahlad said, "Oh, my God is everywhere." "Oh, is he in that pillar?" Prahlad Maharaj saw him peeping out of the pillar because he sees him everywhere. "Yes, he's in the pillar." So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining further the prakriti bhakta, the materialistic devotee who sees the Lord in the deity, but he doesn't see the Lord in other living entities. And Lord Kapiladev says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in his teachings to his mother, that anyone who worships me in the form of the deity, but does not see me in the heart of all living entities, his worship of me is just like throwing the grains into the ashes instead of the fire. So he doesn't get the result of worshiping me if he doesn't show compassion to all living beings. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is proceeding to explain the qualities of the pure devotee: humble, tolerant, and so many other wonderful qualities.
But you could not tell? Shastra Yukta Sunupim. Why not? Explain all these things.
That he has full knowledge.
66.
One who is expert in logic and understanding of revealed scriptures, and who always has firm conviction and deep faith that is not blind, is to be considered the topmost devotee in devotional service. And this verse was later on quoted by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He's beyond worshipping the Lord by logic, that is, logic and argument.
But what is Madhyama Adhikari?
Madhyama Adhikari is not so expert in the logic and argument that is presented in the revealed scriptures, but he has firm faith. And when he hears arguments against bhakti, although he may not be able to defeat those arguments, he himself is not derailed from his determination in bhakti. He also is not able to relieve the doubts of all others, but he himself has a great taste in chanting the holy name of the Lord, and therefore he's considered very, very fortunate. The Uttama Adhikari has realized knowledge of the scriptures. That is, he actually experiences Krishna on the pages of the scriptures. He has faith that's not blind. That means that he can actually see Krishna face to face. There are different levels of Uttama Adhikari, just like Narada Muni in his first career when he was in Bhava Bhakti and he experienced the Lord just for a moment, and then the Lord disappeared, and he was feeling separation from him. And then, in his realized, when he reached prem, then he was able to see Krishna everywhere at all times. So the Uttama Adhikari has faith that is not blind. That means he has full conviction that Krishna is everywhere because he sees them. So the word used is Shraddhavan, means one who's possessing faith. So one can determine the eligibility of the devotee, whether he's a Kanista Adhikari or a Madhyama Adhikari or an Uttama Adhikari, by his level of faith.
Thank you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told another three symptoms. That who are chanting always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, they are Kanishta Vaishnava. And those who are chanting always without any stop, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, they are Madhyama Adhikari. And by seeing them, if automatically in our tongue comes Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh, then he is, must be Uttam Adhikari. So, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when went to forest, going to Vrindavan in the way Jhari Khanda. Oh. Seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all beasts, all animals, tigers and bears and elephant also, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. That though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Uttam Adhikari, he is himself Supreme also Lord, but he was playing the role of a Uttam Adhikari. So, he has given a Shastra Praman.
We are seeing the same Mahaprabhu, but we are not chanting like that.
Huh?
We are seeing the same Mahaprabhu.
Oh, because you are saying that he is wooden. That is why. He can. He is not saying, not seeing what you are doing. So we should do what nonsense. He will not say. See, that is why. When you see like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Uden, and what he told, oh Brajendra Nandan.
Vigraha Navatmi Sakshad Brajendra Nandan.
And he began to dance and sing in. Oh, those who have such a bhakti, they must be qualified by these qualities. Kripalu. What? Kripalu means? Very merciful to all. Akritro. If anyone is doing inimical something, oh, he never do like this.
Never object.
Like Duryodhan always used to kill Pandavas, but Maharaj Dharmaraj Maharaj, Suryodhan, not Duryodhan, in this way. He was Mahabhagavat. Satyasar. Satyasar means who has known that Krishna is only Satya, Parama Satya, Tri Satya, Satyasya Joni. And Nirdosh. Not any dosh, no false, nothing. Badanya, very, very
big donor,
magnanimous.
And Madhu,
very soft hearted,
very mild,
yes, mild,
mild, soft hearted. If he will see that anyone is very unhappy in this maya, that is why his heart melts and he tells, oh, I want a glass of water. No thirst. Even, oh, I want to take some food. Oh, this is. Suchi, always
pure.
Akinchan. Only Kinchan, only his wealth is Krishna, nothing worldly things.
Krishna eva Kinchana, just so.
Nothing. we should try to be like all qualities. Sarva upakara, he will do
benefit for all.
What he will do? Benefit for all. Shanta, if so many sufferings coming, even he will be very calm and quiet. Krishna ikasaran, always taking the shelter of Krishna. Krishna is my shavar, he is my everything. So why to bother? If anyone taking the shelter of Krishna, and when anything comes, suffering or anything, then oh, save me, my father, my daughter, my wife and this. Oh, this is not okay. Akam, no worldly desire. Oh, nirih, not wanting anything. He has conquered all his senses. And in this way, Gambhir, Karuna, Maitra, Kavi, Daksha, Mauni, all these good. So if we see these qualities in a Vaishnava, then we should know that he is Uttam Adhikari. So all the good qualities are in Vaishnava. If you see that something is wrong is there, you can decide that he is not pure Vaishnava, or he may be Vaishnava. Then Mahaprabhu telling, Krishna Bhakti Janmamul Hai Sadhu Sangha. But how Sadhu Sangha? Utaki Bhakti. Bhakti Stu Bhagavat Sangena Parijayate.
Sat Sangha Prapate Kumbhi Sukritai Purva Sanchitai.
If we are doing any Sadhu Sangha, but not changing, that think there is loophole in me, or to whom I am thinking he is Vaishnava, but really he is not Vaishnava. If he is not really Vaishnava, are you thinking that Vaishnava? Then bhakti will not come. So he is telling, asa sanga tyag, ei Vaishnavachar, istri sangi, ek asadhu Krishna bhaktar. If you want to be a pure devotee, asa sangatya, you should give up the association of bad associations. One is mayabadi, and other is those who have
attachment
to
opposite
senses,
sex.
Sexual. For ladies,
gents,
and gent,
ladies,
both. We should be very careful. Especially Maya has come in the form of ladies, beautiful ladies. Ladies are always beautiful. In all sex, even in, you can see cows,
all species.
Donkeys,
all species.
All species. All the species, ladies are very. Oh, they have no this mess, bears, and then this very beautiful. So they can attract these males very easily and make them what?
Dancing dog.
Oh, like dog.
Like a puppet. Dancing dog.
Even dog thinks that I am very wise, intelligent. He has no shame at all for that. All world hates her, him, and he thinks, oh, what I am doing?
Perfect.
Nothing to me. So we should give up all these things. Then telling Saran Laya Kare Krishna Atma Samarpan. Krishna Tare Kare Atma Sab. There is Sharanagat and Akinchan. Sharanagat means who have the five qualities.
Six
limbs. They are Saranagat. And Akinchan, like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and our Goswami, they are Akinchan. But Tarmadhes Praveshay Atma Samarpan. If anyone is Saranagat and there he surrenders, then he become like Akinchan. So being Akinchan, we should try to serve Krishna. Then Krishna will be pleased very soon. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, oh, I have told so many things. What is bhakti? What is pure bhakti? What are the symptoms of Shuddha Bhakta, Uttam Bhakta, Madhyam and Kanishta Adhikari? I have told you. Now I want to tell what is Sadhan Bhakti. What are we are doing? It is not Sadhan Bhakti. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Sakham, Atmanivedanam, Sadhusang, Namakirtan, Mathurabhas, Simurti, Sadhan Sevan. We are doing, but even it is not Sadhan Bhakti, you should know. What is Sadhan Bhakti? If you are doing Sravan Kirtan to obtain Bhav or Rati, then it is Sadhan Bhakti, you must know. Otherwise not. Do you want Rati or Bhav? And to attain what we will do for your Indriya,
senses.
Then, but what is sadhan? Oh, nitya siddha, Krishna premini siddha. But now it is in latent stage. Then, latent stage. And then Guru what does? Oh, it.
Waters
and suns, everything. And by that Nitya Siddha Prem, who was latent in the heart of devotee, it will come. A sprout and two leaves, then four leaves, six leaves, Manjari will come. And then, what are two leaves?
Klesagni,
Subhada. All kinds of your sufferings, problems will go away when you will do this bhakti. Certainly they will go. If not going, then you should think that you are not properly
practicing.
So you must do like that. And second, Subhada. All kinds of Subh.
Auspicious.
All will come. And then second two lips.
Moksha
Lagutakrit. Then we will think, oh, moksha is nothing. Bogus. Like a stool. We should give up. Nonsense only accept
moksha.
Any wise person cannot. So, they. And Sudurlabha, from especially Raganuga Bhakti and then Ragatmik Bhakti. Sudurlabha.
Extremely rare.
Rare in this world. So,
Sandrananda Viseshatma, Sri Krishna Karsani Chasa.
Sandhanandatmaka. Oh, very, very deep love and affection, prem comes, always sinking in the ocean of love and affection. Sandhananda Visheshatma. That is Rati comes. This is this symptom. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. Oh, what is that? Define. Shuddha Sattva Vishesha.
Om Jnanati Varanghasa Jnanandana Slakya Chakshuram Vedam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srila Gurudev wouldn't need to explain the definition of bhav, which has been inspired in the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has included that definition in his Paribhasha Shastra, his book of definitions, Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So we've heard from the lotus lips of Srila Gurudev that our practices of hearing, chanting and remembering, they are not necessarily sadhana. They only become sadhana when they are performed in order to attain bhava. So unless we understand what is bhava bhakti, then we cannot properly engage in sadhana bhakti. There is a great necessity for understanding the meaning of bhava bhakti. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pada wrote, Shuddha sattva visheshatma prema suryam su samyava Uchi-dischita-nasrinya-pidaso-bhav-uchite. There are different types of sattva or existence. Sattva means existence. In this world, there is mishra-sattva, existence which is mixed with the gunas, sattva-rajas and tamas. But above mishra-sattva, there is the shuddha-sattva, pure existence. And beyond this, that pure existence, there in that there is an experience only of Brahman. But beyond that there is Vishuddha Sattva, that transcendental existence which has shape, form, character, personality, characteristics. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Sri Krishna himself, his form, his abode, his associate, they are all the Vishuddha existence, pure existence. So here, Srila Rupa Goswami Pada said, Shuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma. That bhava bhakti is not something of this world, the mishra sattva. It is not anything of Brahman. It is of that Vishuddha world. It is the sarvriti, that means the essence of the function of sanvit shakti, the knowledge potency or consciousness potency, and the essence, essential function of ladini shakti, the pleasure potency. So when the sarvriti, the essential function of samvit and bhadini, the consciousness and pleasure potencies, is mixed together, this is called shuddha sattva visheshatma. That has been compared, prema suryansu samyavak. Samyavak means that it isn't compared to a ray of the sun of prema. If prema is considered to be like the sun, then a ray emanating from that is called bhav. When the ray of the sun of prema touches the heart of the practicing devotee in this world, then what happens to his heart? Chitta masrinya, his heart melts, becomes very soft. And that softness is characterized by, here, ruchibis chitta masrinya, by ruchi. Here ruchibi is in the plural case. It indicates three types of taste appear in the heart and make the heart become soft. The first type of ruchi or taste is called Vagvat Prabhupta Abhilas. The heart becomes completely overwhelmed with anxiety, with a desire to attain the association of one's Ishtadev or Ishtadevi, for both Radha and Krishna, for those in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami Pada. This is called Vagvat Prabhupta Abhilas. The heart is melted by the second taste, that is called Anukul Abhilas. One is not satisfied only to attain the association, the vision of one's beloved Radha and Krishna, but one wants to render a particular services that will be really anukul, that means favorable, exceptionally pleasing to them. As Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pada wrote, Tambul arpana pada madana payodana abhisara divi brinda aranya mahesva impreyatyastya stosha antivina. Oh, for example, he wants to prepare tambul and offer the tambul to the divine couple. He wants to fan them. He wants to bring water when it's necessary at certain points in their pastimes. He wants to satisfy the heart of Radha and Krishna by bringing Radhika from her
Nandini moves home in Yavat through the forest at night to meet with Sri Krishna. This service is Abhisar Seva. So all of these are anukul, favorable services. So when Bhav comes, the heart melts with this intense anxiety, an intense desire, a hankering to render those very favorable services. And the third type of taste is called, not so hard to remember. It's called Sohar Abhilas. It's not so hard to remember. Sohar Abhilas means the hankering for Surit Bhav. That means very intimate friendship. In other words, when one renders the favorable services, then one's beloved Radha and Krishna, they will accept one into their very intimate association and bestow their anugraha, all their mercy and kindness upon one. So Bhav is not of this world, it is of Vishuddha Sattva, transcendental essence of Samvit and Ladini, and it touches the heart like a ray of the sun of Prem and causes the heart to melt in the form of these three types of hankering, abhilas. Then that is called Bhava Uchate, that is called Bhava Bhakti. And
thank
you. Hear, chant, and remember to attain that, only then our hearing, chanting, and remembering can be called actually Sadhana Bhakti.
Thank you. In other words, very easy words, you can understand what is bhav. The mood of ragatmi bhakta, Sridham and Sugal. The mood of Nand Baba Jasoda, motherlyhood. And the mood of gopis, especially of Radhika. In Radhika, highest mood. If anyone hearing Harikatha from Srimad Bhagavatam, or any high class of Uttam Adhikari Vaishnava, he will think that I should serve Krishna like Sudama and Sridhama, especially Subal, Madhumangal. And another any devotee, he thinks that hearing the sweet pastimes of Nanda and Baba, how controlling them, I want to serve Krishna like Nanda Baba and Yashoda. And someone not satisfying by this, how gopis, especially Radhika, controlled by his love, Krishna. So that mood is called Shuddha Sattva. If anyone will smarn Krishna, remember Krishna and his associates like this, especially remembering associates like gopis, like Rupamanjari especially, and then the Shuddha Sattva from them kindly will come in devotees. This is Shuddha Sattva. And this Shuddha Sattva, by the association of Nardarishi and anyone in the line of Rupa Goswami, very rasik and tattvagya, it can come in also prem. But when prem will come, this body will cannot tolerate, so he will have to give up this body, and transcendental body which is inside, it will
appear.
And then by that, what will come? By the associates. Prem. What is prem? You know, prem?
Sammak masrinito santo bhamata disyantito bhava saiva sandratma abhunai devanito.
What meaning? Go on.
Dvansarahita,
this is most. Dvansarahitam api, not dvansam.
The definition of prem, that
There are three slokas are there. The Gurudev told that the best one, Sarvatha dhamsa rahitam, yadapi dhamsa karane, yadbhava bandhanam juno, saprema parikirtita. Sarvatha dhamsa rahitam. In this mundane world, if opposite sex meet together, then there is something they get lost. But if divine couple, they meet together, they never got any lost. Just like Gurudev gave an example in this truth, the Ras Lila, this is the conquer against Kamdev, against Cupid. How come? When Krishna was making Ras dance with all gopis, all are extremely beautiful. Especially Srimati Radhika, much less beautiful. And only Krishna is male, and all are female. Time is night time, and spring time, not hot, not cold. And full moon is on the sky, gentle breeze is blowing, and bank of Jamuna, no other to watch them. They are meeting together, Krishna is there, but there is no transformation in Krishna's mind or nor in the transformation of Gopi's mind. So Sarvatha Dhamsa Raitam, Yadavi Dhamsa Karane. There are causes for to destroy. That is a mundane world. If such kind of involvement and another young lady meet together, what will be? They bound to captured by Cupid. But Krishna not captured by Cupid. This is conquer over Cupid. Sarvatha dhamsa rahitam yadapi dhamsa karane yad bhava bandhanam juno. This is the mood by which mood they are combined together. This is called prem. This is only possible in transcendental world, not in this mundane world. This is the best definition of prem. Another definition, anantam, ananya mamata vishnu, mamata prima sangata, bhakti uchyate vishma, prallavadhava naradai. Ananya mamata vishnu. Ananya mamata means one-pointed possessiveness or minus. To whom? Ananya mamata vishnu. Vishnu means who is
Krishna.
So why vishnu? Vishnu means Narayan and Vaman, Trivikram, etc. Well, no. Who Vishnu? Vikriditam Brajavaduhi Idancha Vishnu. Who is playing always with Braj Gopis? That Vishnu. Who is Vishnu? That Brajananandan Samsundar. So Ananna Mamata Vishnu must be one-pointed possessiveness towards him. That Vishnu. Ananna Mamata Vishnu. Ananna Sangata. Mamata prema sangata. This possessiveness will come with mixed with prem. Then if this type of mamata is there, bhakti uchyate bhisma prahlada dhavana aradai. Our among dadas mahajan, pure mahajan is there, among pure one is bhisma dev. Bhakti uchyate bhisma and prahlad and uddhav and narad, they are telling this is prem bhakti, not sadhan, neither sadhan bhakti, not bhav bhakti, this is prema bhakti.
Thank you.
Another sloka. Sambhav Goswami is another sloka.
You can compare with the sloka of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shikshastak last. Aslishava Padaratang Pinastumang Adarsanat Karotva Any Sakhi is telling Radhika, don't forget Krishna and you should not have any relation with Krishna. Krishna is very cheater, very dhurta, and very cruel also. Giving in your front, he is telling that, you must beloved him. And other gopis, he goes to Chandravali and others, then he tells, you are my best beloved. So don't have any relation. Then Radhika is telling this sloka. Aslishva Padrata. Whether he embraced me and whether he is what?
Crushing
me by his feet. Whether he is lampat, lampat means double going to other ladies, even he is my most beloved. So this is. Up to this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told about first part, he told about Vaidhi Bhakti. If anyone doing bhakti, in the end, highest and highest he will have Aishwarya Prem in Vaikuntha, not more than that. And if anyone by Raganuga, by the following the gopis, Nand Baba, Jasoda, Sridham Subal, they will have Braj Bhakti, highest. And those who will always serve and follow Rupa Goswami, oh, they will be highest position. And our aim and object is that Radha Dasyam in the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami. Gaur Premanande. You should be ready after that, Kirtan. You have no?
Prepare for drama.
Oh, yes, yeah.